96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You don't have to look very hard these days to notice that a lot of people have tattoos, body art. You see them on arms, chests, necks, in cleavage, on upper backs, and even if you can't see them, a lot of people have them in other places. Well, what's this about? And why the apparent surge of popularity in body art? Is it a good thing? Well, joining me to talk about this are tattoo artist Namar Rice, also known as Deuce, Chris Mensa, owner of Pins and Needles Tattoo Parlor, and Sean Talley, a human resources expert and business expert with Performance Strategies. Now, if you want to be part of this conversation, you can give me a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher. A lot of you have been commenting. We're going to talk about that, too. And you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Full disclosure, I have two tattoos. Have one on my right arm that I've had since I was 17 or 18 years old, and I have one on my left leg. Okay, so you know how I feel about that. But how do you feel about this tattoo issue? Let me start with the pros, the guys that know so much about this. Deuce, first and foremost, why do you think that people get tattoos when they come to you? Because you've been doing this for, what, 15 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so why do they say that they want a tattoo?
Well, I think tattoos, they tell a story. Everybody wants to individualize their, you know, their appearance, their body, you know, different personalities and stuff like that, whatever. So, I mean, it's just an outward expression of, you know, what people like or want or want people to know.
Well, Chris, what do you think when they come to you and they say, look, I want to get my first tattoo? Do they say why? Do you ask them why? What kind of conversations do you have with them?
We generally try and figure out visually what's appealing to them. A lot of times it's to remember, you know, a person that's very close to them.
I've seen that, yeah.
Or a moment in their lives that, you know, that stood out as a memorable moment, and they just want to memorialize it on their skin.
Mm-hmm. But not everybody is memorializing folks. I mean, you know, you see, you know, in the ladies, you see strawberries, and you see cherries, and you see butterflies, and you see stars, and you see all of that kind of stuff. You know, so do you ask them, are you sure you want to do this? Or do you have that kind of conversation with them before you go in with the needle?
Well, we definitely ask him, I mean, are you sure you want to do it? Especially when it comes to the more trendy items. You know, a lot of females are getting things like feathers with birds coming off of them. Or, you know, like you said, strawberries and things that they see other people with and they want to come in and get the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just so many different reasons to get tattoos and stuff like that. I just think the most important thing to keep in mind when you get a tattoo is let it mean something to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you must get a tattoo, let it have some kind of meaning to you.
Because they can be removed, but the reality is that if you're going to get a tattoo, if you're going to get body art, it's permanent. It's permanent. Obviously, technology has allowed them to be removed, but it that's not even a completely flawless process. So, you know, before you start doing the Mike Tyson thing, you know, make sure that this is something that you really, really want, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, but here's the thing. Because we see so many people getting tattoos, not just, your working class folks, your sailors and your athletes. But now I would imagine that you guys see professionals as well.
Yes.
What kind of folks?
More so. Everybody, man. Everybody has a tattoo these days, man. Judges, you know, lawyers, police, everybody. It's, you know, it's not something new.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, since we are, and you just hit on something, judges. I've never seen a judge with a tattoo, but no, but so here's the question for Sean, because as a professional person, what effect does body art have on your ability to climb the career ladder, whether you're in, you know, corporate America, whether you own your own business, or you're just a working stiff? Is it a problem?
It's definitely a problem. But before we start talking about corporate ladders, let's talk about getting through the door.
Okay.
And unfortunately, and I have a tattoo myself.
Okay, full disclosure. Yeah, because we know these two guys.
But unfortunately, discrimination is real. It happens. And unfortunately, it's legal.
So how so?
It's legal to discriminate against people that have tattoos. Yes, I'll say that again. It's legal.
Explain that.
A company has every right to define the standards of professionalism within their organization, and the courts have upheld that. So really, when you're getting that tattoo, you have to think about your future. You have to think about what it is you do. So, for example, if you're going to be working in the back of a warehouse, then perhaps that's not going to be a problem for you. But maybe if you're an HR recruiter or you're in sales, the courts have consistently upheld organizations' right to define whatever standards they believe are going to be professional.
Hmm. And so what kind of language would they use? Because obviously, you know, we do see, you know, young men and young women now of every stripe, every race, every background. I've seen a lot of women with these stars on their necks and names on their necks. And I'm not going to talk about Chris Brown, but still, you know, when they come to you guys and they say, you know, I want something on my neck, do you kind of size them up and say, whoa, think about this and how this may affect your social life or your business life, your professional life?
Most definitely. I generally, like you said, try and size them up and see how many previous tattoos that they have. If they're fully covered and they have tattoos, you know, up and down the arm and up and down the leg, if they ask for something on the neck, clearly this person isn't somebody who's, you know, seeking a job in corporate America. So, you know, perfect candidate for a neck tattoo.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, if they don't have anything and they do, and they say, well, the first thing that they want is a neck tattoo, what do you say to them?
Well, for me personally,
I have neck tattoos too, but you're also a tattoo artist, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, you know, you're advertising your business.
Right. Personally, age matters a lot to me.
Really?
You know, because I won't allow someone that's in the prime of their little life, you know, to make a decision that's, you know, a lifelong decision before they even know where they're going in life, you know what I mean? So I try to coach them, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, it's their decision. And if you don't do the tattoo, they're going to get a tattoo anyway.
Whether
but
you do
I
it
do
or
turn,
not.
I do turn down ridiculous tattoos.
Now, what's a ridiculous tattoo?
I'm really against face tattoos,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless you're in the industry or
entertainer or something like that.
Unless you're an entrepreneur, you know, you're well off. I can accept that, but most of the time, you know, people just make that decision and, you know, they regret it later on.
I bet they do. Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation at 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Tina, calling from Washington. What are you saying? You're against tattoos?
I am against tattoos.
Okay. Why?
Reason being, I started out, like the gentleman said at first, at a really young age.
What's young?
20.
Okay.
I now have a total of 12. I'm completely disgusted by the way that they look on me now. I'm 40 years old now, and I think a lot has to do with my spirituality or for religious reasons. I'm just totally against it. Like the other gentleman said, they're very unprofessional. I had a lot of letdowns in corporate America when trying to get different jobs.
Are they visible?
Yes, they are visible.
Ah, there you go.
And again, it's just one of those things where if I could, like you said, they are able to get rid of, but it's never going to be completely gone.
Hmm.
And not even just that. We think of the cost of it as well. So, I mean, I'm totally against it. Totally against it.
Well, Tina, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate your honesty in that regard. We're going to be back in just a bit. We're talking about tattoos. What do you think? Do you like them? Do you hate them? You're on the fence? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the pros and cons of tattoos and what effect they have on your social and professional life. My guests are tattoo artist Namar Price, also known as Deuce, Chris Mensa, owner of Pins and Needles Tattoo Parlor, and Sean Talley, a human resources and business expert with performance strategies. Lines are still open. If you can't get through, please keep trying, and I promise we will take your phone calls even after we switch over to Sirius XM. Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's talk about the legal ramifications, and I'm not talking about employment so much, but can anybody get a tattoo? Can anybody give a tattoo? Let's talk about this area, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Well, it's a recreational thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is some standards. Maybe somebody can speak more on, you know, more professionally about that.
Myself personally, in my shop, we don't tattoo anybody under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
There's no parental consent form, or, you know, that's just the way we do it.
Because in some jurisdictions, even in Virginia or in Maryland, a person under 18 can if they have parental consent. But you're saying that you just won't, no matter whether they have parental consent or not.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not at all. I mean, there's certain things you can't do out in public, like, you know, you can't drink or buy cigarettes until the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my shop, we do 18 flat rate.
What about the cleanliness of the apparatus? Because I know certainly that is always a big question. Folks are worried about infections, and the like. How do you deal with that? How do you clean the needles? Because in a bit we're going to get into exactly how the process is done, how you get a tattoo. And I tell you, I've done it. It's not an easy process. So.
We don't actually clean the needles.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is pretty much disposable.
So okay.
Everything that you come in and everything that we come in contact with during the process of the tattoo is disposable.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, yeah, because a few years back, they used to use the metal tubes and stuff like that. But now is evolved since then. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that just goes to show you how long ago it's been since you're saying if you see that, then maybe you should walk away.
I'm not going to say necessarily, because I'm not going to put everybody in a box, but it's not a good thing to me.
Mm-hmm. So what you should probably look for is the disposable needles and,
right,
and the other apparatus too.
And so forth.
Okay.
At my shop, we do still use metal tubes, but there's a process in which we autoclave them,
uh-huh,
to, you know, kill all
exactly
spores or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. So if you are on the phone, that includes Dave, Soleil, Alexis, Andre, and Steve, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in tonight for Jeff Brown, and she's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a minute on Sirius XM Channel 141.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to